Welcome one, welcome all. Dr. K here. Today's topic, fixing joints while burning fat. Now, wouldn't it be nice to be able to go into the gym, get shockingly effective results when it comes to fat loss and getting in shape and just increasing fitness levels, and at the exact same time, be able to fix your joints, strengthen them, prevent future injury? It just makes sense. If you could do all these things, why not do them together? You know, I think the days of just emphasizing one single goal at a time should be gone. I think really when it comes down to it, we're trying to prevent future injury, we're trying to prevent heart disease, and we're trying to look great. So if you have an ability to choose between a couple of different exercises, and you can choose the exercise that's going to help you reach all the goals, as opposed to choosing an exercise that has a single goal in mind, I think you'll be way better off. Let me elaborate a little bit about this, because I think it's a very important point. Here's what it comes down to. I could choose what's called an open chain exercise, thereby adding a lot of compression and torque into my joint. And that's like an exercise like a bicep curl, leg curl, leg extension, a tricep pull down, any of the exercises where my hand or my foot is really the object moving. Whereas a closed chain exercise would be an exercise where I'm grounded, like a push-up, where my hands are grounded and I'm moving my body towards and away from my hands, or squat, where I'm moving my body towards or away from my feet. A deadlift would be another example. You see, those examples are all closed chain exercises, and what that means is there's no added compression into the joint because fluid rushes into the joint, acts like a padding, almost like an intervertebral disc or a meniscus, and cushions the joint so there's no bone-on-bone rub. In the opposite example, an open chain, what ends up happening is there's a lot of torque produced into a joint. And I know I've spoken about this before, but let's use the example of a short screwdriver versus a long screwdriver. You see, a long screwdriver is much easier to use because you've got force times the distance of the entire screwdriver that equals torque. And so you don't have to turn as hard to get the great effect that you're getting. If you use a short screwdriver, you really have to crank on it. Well, your arm is really long. It's the long screwdriver. So if I put a weight in your hand and we're actually working a muscle that connects into your shoulder, we've got that entire distance of producing torque into that joint. And because no fluid rushes in, because it's not a weight-bearing exercise or a closed-chain exercise, what ends up happening is it becomes a bone-on-bone rub, and specifically at one point where the bone's having a hard time rotating on the other one. In this case, we're talking about your upper arm bone or humerus in a ball-and-socket joint, almost pinching, in effect, against your shoulder blade or your scapula. See, that effect is not good for health, not good for joint health. But you can get an incredible burn, so to speak, quote-unquote, when you do exercises like that. So I see the reason why everybody chooses it. Now what happens if I choose as many as possible weight-bearing exercises? Well, first of all, fundamentally, one of my biggest limitations is going to be creativity, right? Well, that's why I usually recommend that you do start off with a fitness program where you can gain a foundation for exercise, learn all the exercises you're ever going to need to know, and then use them on your own to be able to achieve whatever fitness level you want. But that's a story for another day. I mean, I've got countless products out there. You can take a look on my blog or, you know, whatever you want. Ab Strength Guide would be a great example of a way to strengthen joints at the same time while burning fat. So if you want to check that out, it's a free trial anyways. It's abstrengthguide.com. And I do appreciate you taking a look and passing that on to your friends, because together we really can help more people. And I'm depending on you. So thanks a lot. But aside from that, what I really want to tell you is if you choose closed chain exercises instead of open chain exercises, you're going to be protecting and stabilizing your joints at the same time that you're burning off fat. Now, here's the best part. Closed chain exercises, by pure nature, I mean, it's pretty hard to choose an exercise that's not going to be compound. They're better by pure nature at burning fat. So compound movement, meaning two or more joints, is almost always going to take place in a closed chain exercise. What's even better about this is because of what's called co-contraction that takes place when you bear weight through a joint or through multiple joints, that's actually when muscles on each side of the joint all contract at the same time. Well, when that takes place, now you're not just working your biceps, but you're working your triceps too. Now you're not just working your shoulder pushers, but you're working your pullers as well, or your flexors and your extensors, in other words. So now it might not be just pecs, but it might be pecs and lats because you're getting that co-contraction where you're stabilizing around the joint to hold it in place. What's even better about this is if you watch your posture while closed chain training, or weight-bearing training. What's going to end up happening is you'll train your muscles to respond to this position and get strong in this position. If you train them to do that, you don't have to remember to sit up straight all day long. You won't have to remember to tuck your shoulder down and back before you reach for a heavy object. Especially overhead, you won't have to remember to tuck in your core and protect your spine, because you'll be training this way and your body will react instinctively after about 1,000 repetitions. Wow! 1,000 reps, right? It sounds overwhelming. But think about it. 3 sets of 10, 3 sets of 15, several different exercises every single time you're in the gym, a few days a week. Before you know it, a couple months from now, you've hit 1,000 reps. If you just pay attention for those first few months of exactly how you're moving, your body remembers. And this is an amazing part too, because in a weight-bearing exercise, you have an increased position sense, which means you're teaching your joints how to send a signal back to your brain to say, hey brain, this is where I am in space. I need a little help from that muscle or from this muscle so that I don't fall out of place and cause too much pressure or injury. If you do an open chain exercise, your bicep curl, leg press, what ends up happening is you're not sending that signal back. Yes, your brain's sending a signal to the muscle to say, contract this muscle, but you're not getting a signal back from the muscle or joint to your brain saying, this is exactly what happened. Here's the feedback, and this is how we need to modify it. You see, that's called a proprioceptive benefit, and these benefits are huge. So again, by closed chain training or weight-bearing training for the most part, you're going to produce co-contraction, you're going to protect joints, you're going to stabilize them already without added pressure because of the fluid that rushes in, but in addition, you're going to get a proprioceptive or position sense benefit. You're going to burn fat more effectively because you're more likely to be doing a compound movement, which is going to involve more joints, therefore increasing metabolic demand all over your body in a greater way. In addition, you're going to be able to get a profound fat loss effect from everything that you're doing by simply planning out this strategy ahead of time and being able to work multiple muscle groups at once, as is the nature of any weight-bearing exercise. You see, you're going to get more work done in less time, and the profound effect comes from exactly that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dr. K. I very much enjoyed speaking with you today, and I sure hope you found this audio to be useful and helpful. What I'd like you to do now is pass on this website to as many people as you can. The truth is, I am here to help. And the truth is, I do post a lot of really content-rich stuff on my blog every single day. And I really want your help to be able to reach out to more of this world, help more people, and build a life together. So thanks so much for joining me, and I sure hope you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.